Darcy, first, your reasoning for waiving Pacoletta.
Paul, when we looked at where the league is, especially coming out, in my case, coming out of three hearings, two for Patrick and one for John Scott, and where Patrick's game is currently, I think there is a significant amount of work that he will have to do to redesign his game in order to give him an opportunity to play. And when we talked about it internally, we felt that that, if it was with us, had to take place in Rochester. And part of that was, if we're going to send him to Rochester, we should consider looking at a trade, see if we can trade him, which we did. And not being able to do that, waivers was the next thing, which is what we did today.
Does he understand, because I remember asking him a couple days ago, do you have to change your game? And he said to me, I already have. So does he get where you're coming from?
Well, in fairness to him, he has made some changes. I think what the changes that are going faster are at the league level.
Mm-hmm.
And the league is really making a serious attempt to roll back. I think there's a focus, obvious focus, on concussions. And I think you're going to see an additional focus on fighting.
There's obviously no doubt he made a mistake and made a few mistakes along the way. Also, Ron continually asks for guys that increase their compete level. He wants guys like that.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can't question with Pat. So how does
right.
that impact?
Well, the compete is, any player in a shift has to compete. And the development of, I think part of the development in Patrick's game is going to come through playing more hockey in your shift. And what I mean by that is you have to get more involved in other areas, whether you're contributing offensively, whether you're doing other things beyond the things that you're already good at, like hitting.
You mentioned, obviously, you want to help his game.
Yes.
How much, and you said there's been three meetings already, and that the league, people around the league have noticed that this team has had a lot of things. Is this also to help the organization face to face?
Well, all of us, part of that is the organization, certainly to put the organization in a position to be able to play and compete, and you don't want to be under the thumb of the National Hockey League. And I think we are a little bit. I think, in fairness to Patrick, you know, hopefully out of this, one of the opportunities he gets is working on his game and creating some space beyond how they currently view him and how they will view him in the future. And I have no question about his ability to do that. I really believe he can change, and he's 27, and he has the ability to do that and be an effective player in the NHL.
How did he take the whole thing? I know how he is.
Yeah.
How did he take the whole thing?
Well, he took it professionally, but you know, he's a heart and soul guy, and you know, he's hurt, and I understand that.
Was it your decision, or was it something talked about within the organization?
It was talked about within the organization. Yes.
Has anyone given you a heads up on whether they plan on claiming him yet, or?
No, I would say my best guess is it's probably 50-50, and you know, it depends. There's injuries around the league. He has a contract for next year as well. It'll be an individual situation for each team.
What's Randy Cunningworth's job going to be?
Randy's doing pro scouting, special assignments, and you know, one of the things I talked to Randy last night, I was with him in Syracuse watching the Amherst play, and I asked him that in the event Patrick goes through, if he would work with him one-on-one and helping him, you know, develop a different game.
Obviously, he's a former NHL coach. It brings a question.
Yeah.
Things are not going well here so far. I mean, is Ron's job safe?
Oh, Randy Cunningham's job has nothing to do with Ron.
Okay. No.
When you look at, and when we're talking about Pat, and look at the hit that he got suspended for, does he maybe have to not take that hit next time? Because he went a little bit out of his way. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody. It worked out that he got his elbow up. But is that the type of hit we're talking about, where maybe he has to pass that up and not take it?
Yeah, I think that the players like Pat, who are, you know, have great tracking ability, and not only tracking ability, but high speed tracking ability, and are focused in on the hits versus playing the puck. You know, they're under the magnifying glass.
Randy Cunningham aside, is Ron's job safe?
Yeah, we're moving forward.
Thanks, Darcy.
Thank you.